Welcome to Love You Most. This is an episode you guys ask about a lot, and I think it's because I've been very vocal about how I am not a morning person, like, at all. And in the last few months, I've really just gotten to be a morning person, and I feel like there are so many things that have made me become a morning person. So this entire episode is all about the secret to waking up early and how you can become a morning person even if you aren't right now. Like, literally, I do not like mornings. Like, I'm not, like, kidding at all. And I do like when I wake up and actually, like, get going in the morning, you know, but I am not a morning person. And when people think of, like, you know, that typical morning person, it's literally not me. So don't feel like you need to skip over this episode if you don't like mornings, or if you are a morning person and you kind of feel like you already have it all together, maybe just listen to this and just, I don't know, you don't even have to get inspiration from it, but just know that there's someone else who has learned to love what you love. And I don't know, I want these episodes to definitely be things where you guys can learn from, but I also want these to be episodes where you don't have to learn from them if you don't want to, and you can just kind of feel like you're hanging out with a friend. And so I hope that you guys really enjoy. But the first thing that really gets me up and going in the morning, and the really most important thing, I think, to waking up early is to do something you love when you wake up. And this probably sounds really silly, because I think when we think of waking up in the morning, the first thing that I think of is, like, being productive, like waking up, cleaning the house, working out, you know, just being uber productive and, like, making your day start off on, like, a good footing. But personally, I feel like the best way to start your day is doing something you actually enjoy, because, like, it's literally the first thing you do when you wake up, you know? And so if you're going to start your day off doing something you don't enjoy, yes, it might make you be more productive, but I feel like we should really be feeding into ourselves and making ourselves have, like, joy and happiness and just a good feeling first thing in the morning. So I feel like doing something that you love is literally the biggest key to waking up in the morning. So if you're really struggling with getting up early, maybe start with waking up 30 minutes earlier or even an hour earlier, and start by doing something you actually enjoy. And so I actually wake up at 5 a.m. and I read every morning, and it is so fun because I read so many more books because I have uninterrupted time in the day. I also am fully rested because I literally just woke up. And so it just, like, is very easy to do. And I've also wanted to start incorporating other things, like doing puzzles and maybe playing computer games. Or if you're someone who likes to watch TV, maybe you can wake up and watch your favorite show, or, you know, make coffee and go sit on your porch and listen to the birds and nature. Like, whatever you actually enjoy to do, do more of that in the morning. And maybe there are things that you love that you feel like you don't have enough time to do, like, later in the evening. Do that thing in the morning, because I promise you, if you're waking up to do something that you love, you are not going to want to sleep in, because you love that thing so much and you're just going to feel so full of joy, like, the second you wake up. And I feel like that feeling kind of will continue with you throughout the day. And that's just, like, the feeling that you want to have, you know, when you're during, like, you know, at your work day or whatever. So definitely do something that you love when you wake up first thing in the morning. And the second secret to waking up early is to allow yourself to fall back to asleep if you need to. So take away all restrictions. Like, literally, when you wake up in the morning, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to wake up and just, like, stay up, especially if you've, like, made a goal to do that. But I think that putting restrictions on how long you need to stay up or how early you need to stay up, wake up, can kind of make us feel like waking up is a chore and not, like, something we actually get to do, and it's something we have to do. And so I feel like if you set a time to wake up, like, for me, I set a time for 5 a.m., but a lot of the time I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and I will feel tired, and I'll just think, like, okay, is my tired, like, feeling going to go away if I keep reading? And sometimes I'll start reading, or I'll, like, drink some water, and then I'll still feel so tired. So I'll set my alarm for 5:30. I'll go back to sleep, wake up, and then that extra 30 minutes just makes me feel a little bit better. And I don't even know if it's, like, actually me going to sleep that makes me feel better, or if it's like the act of allowing myself to go back to sleep and wake up that makes me feel better, because it makes me realize that like I don't have to wake up. Like I don't have to be up, but I'm allowing myself to wake up and do something I enjoy. And so if I go to sleep, I will miss out on that reading time. And so maybe like mentally there's something about that that like wakes me up, but I really feel like that helps me so much. And the next secret to waking up early is to give yourself grace and don't expect to adjust right away. I feel like when I first started becoming a morning person, I would get so frustrated with myself because I could not get up for the life of me. Like, I literally was like, you know what? I'm going to be like a 5 a.m. girl. I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. And I just couldn't do it. And I kept falling back asleep. But then I had to remind myself that I have never been a morning person. So for my 30 years of existence, I have not wanted to wake up in the morning. So why would I assume that all of a sudden when I decide to be a morning person that I would wake up and it would be something that I would immediately want to do? And so give yourself grace and remind yourself that like when you create habits or when you do things differently in life, it takes time to adjust. And so give yourself time to really adjust to that. I feel like it's been months for me of waking up at 5 a.m., but I still have days where sometimes I will literally, like, and a lot of it does have to do with me going to sleep like super late at night, but I will literally like wake up at 5 a.m. be like, yeah, no, this isn't happening. I'm going right back to sleep. And sometimes I will get a little like, I don't know, in my head about it. And I'll be like, oh, like I went to sleep yesterday and I didn't like wake up and read yesterday. But I think that that kind of goes back to giving yourself grace. Like waking up early should not feel like a chore. It just should feel like an extension of your day. And so that's something that really helps me whenever I am like thinking about whether I want to wake up or don't want to wake up, knowing that I have the ability to go back to sleep and I'm giving myself grace and I'm giving myself time to adjust helps so much. And the next secret to waking up early is to go to bed actually early, like go to bed early and actually do it. And I feel like if you are scheduling yourself to go to bed at, usually I try to go to bed at like 9:30-ish. That's like my sweet spot. It does not always happen. Sometimes I go to bed at 10 or 10:30, but I try to go to bed at 9:30 and then I'll get in bed and read. And then usually I'm like asleep by 10, or sometimes I'll get in bed at read and read at 9 and try to get to sleep by 9:30. That would honestly be the dream. But again, that does not happen a lot of the time. But when I do go to sleep like early, I have a much easier time waking up early. And I feel like going to sleep early, like yes, you know, you don't have to be a morning person. Like you could easily be a night person, but for someone that wants to wake up before work and do things, like for me, I feel like at the end of the day, sometimes I'm just super drained. Like, you know, the whole day is so busy. I've worked, my body is just absolutely exhausted. And it's hard for me to like take in any new information, whether that's like a book or a movie or whatever. And sometimes I literally just want to sink into the couch. And so doing things in the morning is a little bit of a different feeling for me because you're waking up first thing and doing something before anything else. So I feel like your meter for like being able to take things in is like much higher. And so going to bed early is really going to help with that. And I know that probably sounds like, obviously, you know, if you're going to wake up early, you need to go to bed early, but it really does help. And the next secret to waking up early is to know your why. And this helps me so much whenever I am like kind of in that in-between where I'm like, do I actually want to wake up or do I want to go back to sleep? And when I think about why I'm waking up, sometimes that's the thing that really pushes me over to actually getting up and staying up. And my why for waking up in the morning is to have more time to relax because I know it's so important for me to get that time throughout the day. And sometimes I don't get it, you know, on my lunch break or after work. Sometimes I just work until like I wake up and I work and then I will work until I go to sleep. It's not always the best habit, but sometimes I do that. And so knowing my why and knowing that I wake up so that first thing in the morning I can bring joy into my life before anything else comes into my day is so important to me. That helps me make that decision from like, okay, I'm not going to just sleep in. I'm going to wake up and actually do this. And another secret to waking up early is make waking up feel just as relaxing as going to bed. So add lots of cozy vibes, maybe light a candle, get a cozy blanket. Just make the space feel so comfy and cozy where you won't want to go and do anything else, and you'll just want to relax in that space. My husband, he's someone who wakes up early in the morning, and usually he will get out of bed and go sit on the couch. He always gets a cup of coffee, and then he goes and gets on the couch underneath the blanket. And there's something about that for him where he can like look out the window and like, you know, see the sunrise. That is just beautiful. And for me, I like to wake up and I like to sit in my bed. I read my book. I open the blinds so I can see the sunrise and I can see the pink over the water. And it's just beautiful. But whatever you want your space to look like, just try to make sure that it's as cozy as possible, because I feel like if you are making your space so cozy that you don't want to leave it, I feel like you're going to enjoy it more. And the next secret to waking up early is to focus on what you get to do and not what you have to do. And I kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier when I was talking about how it's all about like framework and how, you know, you can fall back to sleep. But, you know, if you are going to sleep and you have a mindset of like, well, I get to do this versus like, I have to do this, I feel like it kind of gets you to stay up. And so this is something I focus on a lot, because if you realize that you are allowing yourself 2 or 3, sometimes 1 extra hour of time just to do something you enjoy, and you think of it that way, I feel like it gets me excited to get up. You know, like a lot of the time, I feel like we stay up late at night because we want more time for ourselves. And I think when we frame our day in a way where we can wake up and have that same time, but it's in the morning before your tank is empty and before you have just depleted yourself and you have spent so much time giving to other people and giving to your job and giving your family or your kids or whoever, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it makes waking up more fun. And another secret to waking up early is to have a large glass of water the moment you wake up. I feel like drinking water literally wakes me up like right away. And I feel like it is a nice barrier between like sleep and awake time. And so a lot of the time I will be asleep, the alarm will go off, I'll wake up. Literally before I do anything, I will just drink a ton of water, and somehow it just wakes me up. And another thing that really helps me wake up, and I think that this is also super important if you want this to be something that's a part of your like regular schedule, is to keep the same morning routine on the weekends. And so on the weekends, I wake up at 5 a.m. and it's because I haven't created this to be a chore. I've created this to be something I actually enjoy doing. And so because it's so cozy and I have like my matcha sometimes, or I'll have a chai sometimes, or I'll watch the sunrise, or I'll be under a blanket and reading a book, I've made the space feel so cozy, so inviting, so enjoyable that I don't want to miss out on it on the weekends. And so now my internal clock just wakes me up at 5. Like literally last night, I didn't even set my alarm and I automatically woke up at 5 a.m. And I feel like when you turn your just morning time into time that's just additional relaxation for you, I feel like it makes it so much more fun. So now let's get into the Q&A segment, now that I have shared all my secrets for waking up early. And I actually put a Q&A box over on the Love You Most Pod Instagram stories, and I do this pretty frequently. I'll probably start doing it more often, probably on, I don't know, Tuesdays maybe. But I put a little Q&A box on there. And I asked you guys just what are some things you wanted to ask me in this episode. And one of you guys said, I'm 22 years old, learning biology, and I'm in my 3rd year. Next year I'll graduate and I want to make money. What should I try? Tell me like what you suggest for me to learn. And my biggest suggestion is to do what you love. And I don't think that you know what you love until you try different things. And so for me, I wish someone had told me in college to focus less on your specific degree and focus on what you enjoy doing. Because if you're only focusing on like, you know, how much money you're going to make or whatever, I feel like, yes, that is a good thing, because obviously we want to make money and be successful in society. But if you go into a job that you don't actually enjoy, like, I just feel like, what's the point of it? You know, like, you'll be making a lot of money, but our jobs are such a large part of like our existence, and I feel like we should enjoy our jobs. And yes, you don't have to like be extremely passionate about your job or you're like obsessed with it. You could just, you know, have a job where it's like sustaining you and taking care of you. But I do think you should enjoy it enough where if you go and do it 40 hours a week, that it's not going to suck the life out of you. And so try different things. Maybe, you know, get a internship with one of your professors or do like some kind of study hall job, or I forget what those jobs are even called, like on campus jobs. It's been so long really since I was in college, but get one of those jobs where you can maybe work on campus and work under someone so you can kind of see what you like. And I feel like the best way to figure out what you like is through experience. So even though you love like biology, maybe try some things outside of your degree so that you can kind of get a wide like breadth of experience to just know like this is for sure what you want to do. Another question you guys ask is, how do you stay so consistent? And I'm assuming this means like maybe with my schedule, like because I work out 4 days a week and I get outside at least once every day, and I feel like I kind of have like the same schedule. And it's genuinely because I think about how I'll feel once I finish doing those things versus how I'll feel before doing those things. And for me, like when I work out, I feel so good after a workout. I feel powerful. I feel strong. Mentally, I feel so much more clear. I feel happier. Whenever I go outside in nature, I feel more relaxed. My shoulders sag a little bit. I just feel less tense. So whenever you're doing something that seems hard or planning to do something that seems hard, think about the outcome and how you'll feel once it's finished, because I feel like that's the thing that's really going to push you to actually to the thing that feels like really hard to do, and it'll help you to continue to show up for yourself. Another thing that you guys asked is, what is my favorite part of nature? And I think my favorite part of nature is that it was created for us, and like I can't even explain it. So I guess I'll give an example. I don't know if you guys know, but when you watch a sunset, it actually releases like melatonin in your body, and so that your body immediately starts to calm down. And I think it has something to do with like the colors or just like the way that the sun moves. There's something about it that literally the sunset was created for us to like relax our bodies. And it's just wild how we're so connected to like the earth and nature, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And I think that what I love most is like when I put my feet in the grass, I feel a sense of calm, or when I watch a sunset, or when I'm out over the water and I'm listening to music, it is just so calming. And I truly don't think that there's any other thing that can calm me. Maybe there's a person like my partner, or like, you know, friends that I love that can calm me, but there's something different about nature and the way that it calms me without even trying. Like, it's not like I can talk to grass, you know, but it like me by me touching grass or me looking up at the sky, it just makes me feel so small and the world so big. And so I feel like my problems just aren't as like heavy as they feel like they are sometimes. Another question that you guys asked is how to start conversations without having to force small talk. You said you struggle with this even at work. Small talk can be difficult, especially if it's with people that you, I don't know, feel like you don't get to talk to often, maybe coworkers or you don't know much about. But I think most people enjoy talking and sharing about themselves. And so I always really try to get to know the person and ask them questions that are a little bit deeper than what other people might ask them, things that they're excited about. And if you really lean into things that people are excited about, like ask about their children or ask about their dog or ask about trips they've been on, things like that, I feel like people get really excited about. But when you ask about things that I feel like people don't enjoy, I feel like that's when the conversation kind of goes stale. But for me, I really try to lean into what people love and then go from there, because usually if there's excitement in the conversation, it makes the conversation a lot more fun. And another question that you guys asked is what to do if you feel like you're drifting or not connecting with your partner anymore. I think the biggest thing for me is to realize that there's so much to know about your partner. And I feel like when we start to feel less connected with our partners, a large part is because we aren't trying to get to know them. We feel like we already know who they are. But every day you're becoming a different person, and it's the same thing with your partner. I feel like every day we're learning and growing and changing. And so I feel like playing games like We're Not Really Strangers, or going to do fun experiences together where you guys can share your thoughts after the experience, maybe like ziplining, or if you don't want to do something as crazy as that, maybe going to play like mini golf, or just things that are a little out of the norm, things that can get you talking. I literally was talking to Brady the other day, and he told me that I can't even remember how it came up. Maybe we were like throwing around a baseball or something. I don't even know. We were just like messing around. And he was like, yeah, like my nose still has like a little indention from whenever I broke it. And I was like, oh my God, you broke your nose? When did that happen? He was like, oh, it was when I was a kid. And things like that. And maybe he's told me before, honestly, I have the worst memory ever. But things like that, when you realize that there are things that your partner hasn't shared with you, or maybe they have shared, but it was so long ago that you like almost forgot. It made me realize like there's so much to know about him. There's so much for him to know about me. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And so if you're feeling like you're drifting from your partner, really try to realize that there's a lot more to learn about them, but try to connect with that part of them that you don't know yet. And let's get into our little book segment of this episode. You guys love the book segments, and you guys also asked if I could share some of my favorite romance recs, because I asked you guys what you guys want to hear when I talk about the book segment. You said you want to hear my thoughts on the books I'm reading, but also maybe book recommendations. And so I just finished Wahala by Nikki May, which was a cute read. I share everything on Goodreads, like in-depth reviews. So if you ever are like questioning what I'm reading, check there, because I read roughly like a book every like 2-3 days or so. I go through books so fast. But I read that book and it was pretty cute. I did end up finishing A Little Life, and I did not enjoy that book. And it took me like a month and a half to finish it, but I'm so glad it's over. It was so, so sad. If you guys want my full review of that book, you can head over to my YouTube channel. I actually did a whole like reading vlog of that book. And for book recommendations for romances, I've really been into Magnolia Parks. I love that series. If you're wanting like a toxic romance, and I say toxic because it literally is, it gives Gossip Girl vibes, definitely check out Magnolia Parks. And also, if you want kind of the opposite of a toxic romance, and you want something that's going to give you like ooey gooey, lovey dovey, happy feelings, you should read Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. That's one of my favorite romances, and I just feel like everyone loves that book, and that's always the book that I recommend. Literally rate that book 5 out of 5. If you guys want more like recommendations, like thriller recommendations, or recommendations for small town romances, or recommendations for, you know, different tropes, let me know. Just message me over on the Love You Most pod. I answer all of my messages, literally every single one. And I also answer all my messages over on my personal Instagram, on my Shaughnessy Schroeder Instagram. So I literally love to chat. I could chat with a brick wall. So don't ever feel like I'm not going to answer you. It might take me like a little bit in the day, but I usually try to get back within the day. But that is all for this episode. If you guys enjoy this, make sure that you give it 5 stars and rate it on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you are enjoying this, interact on Spotify and let me know. I usually like to leave up a poll and ask, like, what are your thoughts on the podcast? And I do read those. I don't know how to respond yet because I'm still learning, but I do read them. And shoot me a message over on the Love You Most pod TikTok or Instagram so that I can hear your thoughts. And just, I don't know, I love engaging with you guys because it makes it feel real, like I'm actually hanging out with someone versus just like talking to myself. So yeah, I love you most. I love you more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I do love you a lot. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.